Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did not see this one coming. This was not on my bingo card. From the New York Post, breaking up is hard to do for men. That is because men care more about being in a relationship than women, according to a new study. Researchers at Humboldt University in Berlin are pouring cold water on the popular belief that girls, women, are more desperate for a partner, saying that guys are more likely to experience loneliness after calling it quits and are less likely to see the silver lining in the situation. The team analyzed more than 50 scientific studies on gender differences in heterosexual relationships to come up with their findings. The results could explain why men are less likely than women to initiate a breakup when in a steady relationship. 70% of divorces, by the way, are initiated by women. Men are also more likely to search for a partner and to be focused on entering into a serious relationship, perhaps because they have more to gain.
Huh.
I would have never guessed that.
It makes sense to me.
Just more quiet about it, I guess.
What, you mean we internalize the pain from the breakup?
Well, men aren't allowed to talk about their emotions.
I don't think that's true anymore, do you?
No, I don't think it's true like it was.
I think it's changing, but it certainly, the stigma still exists.
Would you all like to talk about your emotions right now?
Not on the air.
Three men in here. I mean, how are you feeling today, Scott?
I feel good.
Share with me. Good. Dan, how you doing? Good? We good over there in the
news
booth?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah, I'm all right.
All right.
You're all right.
I'm all right.
That's a little tepid.
Yeah, my left foot hurts.
Let's unpeel this onion, Dan. What's going on?
Deal with the, we didn't get a podiatrist on staff here for the two of you?
I have a broken toe. I don't have plantar fasciitis like him.
I tell you what, that stuff hurts. Oof.
Sam, how are we doing over there?
I have never been better.
Okay, good.
Feeling great.
Is that the truth?
Yeah.
Or you just don't want to talk about your feelings?
Both.
Did you guys go ahead, Dan?
I think in society we fail to notice or recognize that men, as simple as we are also very complex creatures with certain needs and desires and wants for comfort and all this stuff that just doesn't really get reinforced through
Sam,
our modern society.
Well, I am here to reinforce your need, men, all of you listening, for comforting. It is a human need. Lean into it. I'm being dead serious.
What's a human need?
The need for being comforted and soothed and happy and companionship, like all those things.
Being the one who graduated from college and high school most recently, women have a easier time finding that companionship more quickly after a breakup.
Well, we have our girlfriends too.
Two.
Well, and it
as an outlet.
I don't want to sound sexist, so I'm just going to stop talking.
No, it's okay.
Oh no, please do.
Please do. No, just
sound sexist.
Lay it on thick.
Well, there's this thing called the roster, and I've never heard of a man who has a roster. And all throughout college and high school, I was friends with many women who had, quote, rosters.
I've never heard that term in my entire life.
The backup for the rebounds?
Like, yep.
Like when the breakup happens, I'm going straight for
we're
going
to string these three, four, five guys along.
Oh.
And if something happens to my relationship that I'm not really that committed to, hey, Dave.
What kind of world did you grow up?
Let's bat.
Batter up.
That's
terrible. The modern world.
Ed, you are on deck. On deck, Ed. On deck, circle.
That's 100% how it went, and I never knew of a single guy that had a roster.
You know, Sam, it is correct. It's not everybody.
This doesn't happen the whole bench
with everybody
over there.
Well,
it happens with a lot of people, and for men, once you've been in a relationship for a while and you've got a reason for existing,
I will say this: I don't think I've ever told.
And then you don't.
Yeah.
When something happened in my life about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I went into a horrible depression. You know that.
Yes.
You witnessed that. But then T and I, who we went to high school together, kind of reconnected, and we went to have pizza at Papa Kino's in Lawrence one Saturday afternoon.
Love that place.
And we just sat out there. And she's a widow, and her late husband died like 2-3 years ago. I think it was, well, actually now it's 4. And I've got this big, stupid house, and I'm living there by myself now. Everybody's moved out. I mean, I gave empty nester a new definition.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And originally the plan was she was going to live in the basement, and we were just going to be roommates. Because she was very lonely, living in her house in Lansing.
Yeah.
With her kid was off at college. Her husband had passed, sadly. And I was now alone. All my kids were either professional or in college. Yes. And I said, you know, I've got this big, stupid house. Why don't you live in the basement? It's got its own bathroom and living room. And
Dana comes over once in a while to wash her hair.
That's true.
I tried and tried and failed to get you to sell that house. I said, sell that house. Go live on the plaza in one of those condos. You'll be around people. You've got a park right there, and you wouldn't do it.
I love it. I love that. But anyway, so we were going to be just roommates, and then life happens. And,
yeah, sure. You know,
somehow she ends up on the second floor, and then she ends up in my bed. And
okay, all right.
From the text line, as a woman, Sam is 100% correct.
Oh.
Sam, my sons are your age. You're 1,000% correct. And then Sam, so you just assume that all women have rosters and men don't? Really? That's not what I said.
I had never even heard of the roster.
Look it's it up.
Very
it's a real phenomenon.
I mean, there's a lot of women that will be in a position of what do you call it?
Just dating.
Being prepared.
Yes.
For catastrophe. So I've got to make sure I've got all this stuff just in case something happens.
Yeah.
You know, and that's part of it.